Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Tuesday, the 28th of July, and from Radio Info's On This Day, birthdays for former Neighbours actress Rachel Blakely, footballer Paul Kelly, and former Labour politician Sam Dastyari. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart, and welcome to the Morning Briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Well, SCA has finally thrown in the towel on the Hit Network. The Hit branding will be cast into history. The move has obviously been thought out over the COVID-19 shutdown, and with ratings starting this week, they'll no doubt be out there looking for a bump from people tuning into Sample. Hit will disappear from all SCA metro stations, and they'll go back to their heritage brand. SAFM and 90.9 on the Gold Coast will have new names added to their breakfast teams. But 2-Day FM will remain as is for the moment. Brisbane's seeing the re-emergence of B105. Radio Info editor Peter Saxon has caught up with SCA's Chief Content Officer Dave Cameron to get the lowdown on what's happening with the rollout, and the results of that chat are in Peter's report on the Radio Info website. The one thing that's known for sure is that the network's content will now be targeted to a 30-54 demographic with a female skew. Some warning bells may be ringing after Pacific Star Network's rights offer was undersubscribed. The group was looking for $1.5 million, but only $405,000 of it was taken up. PSN and Croc Media have been expanding very rapidly as CEO Craig Hutchison rolls out the group's sports networks. Recently, they bought 2CH in Sydney for over $10 million. The capital raise was expected to help fund that 2CH purchase. With investor funding falling short, it could be a signal to PSN that it may be expanding too quickly for the conservative financial markets. The shortfall in shares was taken up by the underwriter. Not many people from the Murdoch stable are made welcome at the ABC, but that hasn't stopped Shelley Hadfield from taking up the role as content director for ABC Melbourne. Hadfield spent 25 years with News Corp, including 20 years in senior roles at the Herald Sun. She has an extensive record leading large teams across multiple platforms. You can tell that we're back in ratings. ARN's now investing heavily in multi-channel marketing for its KIIS and Pure Gold networks. The rollout includes TVCs for Melbourne's Jason, PJ in the Morning, and of course for Kyle and Jackie O. All other breakfast shows will get maximum exposure throughout the ratings period. Acast is taking The Squiz Today to the world. The podcast platform has teamed up with the independent news provider to distribute The Squiz Today, Squiz Shortcuts, and Squiz Kids. Squiz Today has more than 1 million listens a month. Please tell your friends about our daily flash briefing and give us a rating on your podcast platform. 5 stars would be great. You can also click that like or share button. For all the details of today's stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.